Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the brand new head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And first of all, Coach, a week of practice under your belt. You guys hit the ice earlier. You ready for your first game yet?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, we've just had the week basically together, but certainly the girls have been out on their own for quite a while. And it kind of gets after a while. I'm sure it gets old going against each other. So no question, they're ready for tonight. They're looking forward to it.
For you, as a former BSU Beaver, what was it like that first day you stepped back out on the ice as a head coach?
You know, pretty special, no question. Just a lot of thoughts going through your head when you step on the ice. And it was kind of neat because, we hadn't been at the Sanford Center at all. We'd had a couple of sessions over at the City Arena. So that first official practice step out there and the bright lights, it was pretty cool. I'm not going to lie.
How would you define your coaching style?
Well, it's certainly evolved. I've been coaching for quite a long time now and a lot of different experiences. And, I'm certainly, first and foremost, very competitive. I think sometimes when people look at me, at my demeanor, they may not get that. But no question, I'm very competitive. I think anybody at this level is going to be competitive. I told the girls, play hard, provide leadership and be a good teammate. And if we do those things, then we're going to have a chance. And that's all we can ask. And I told the girls, you know what, we're going to make mistakes. Hockey's a game of mistakes. So I try to at least give the players the idea that, you know what, don't worry about it. Just go out and play and have fun. And after all, it's we're playing a game. So we all like to have fun. And I certainly hope that the girls, when they play, are enjoying it.
At pregame meal earlier today, you were talking about some of the great coaches that you had the opportunity to coach under. What did they teach you that you're going to bring to the table?
Well, I guess I've always said, we are all products of our experiences, and I was certainly very fortunate to have the experience of first and foremost playing for Coach Bob Peters, and then I worked for four very, very good head coaches: Rick Comley at Northern Michigan, Bill Wilkinson at Western, and then Gino Gasparini and Dean Blaze at the University of North Dakota. And all five guys are different, but they've all been very successful. And so you try to take bits and pieces from all of them. My foundation obviously is from Coach Bob Peters and playing for him and being a Beaver hockey player. And that's been my foundation. But certainly the other four all brought something different to the table. They were all different guys. And I've tried to, I try to take the best from each one of them and try to put it into my own style.
Talking about this year's BSU Beaver women's hockey squad, they only lost one of their top 10 goal scorers. So you got a lot of offense. How much confidence does that give you on the scoring side of things?
Well, we certainly hope so. I know scoring goals was a bit of an issue. I certainly think the potential is on this team to have a number of girls that could put the puck in the net on a fairly consistent basis. It would certainly be nice to start tonight. What I've liked is their work ethic. They work extremely hard. I've sensed a real cohesiveness with the group. They all seem to get along real well. The lineups we see tonight might not be the same next weekend or even tomorrow night, but I certainly like what I see. There is definitely a nice blend of talent, different types of players, definitely a lot of speed. And if we can get our feet moving, if we can move the puck, we're going to be able to create chances. Then it's just a matter of finishing.
You've got Brittany Mowat, a great goaltender. She's only a sophomore. Of course, you got Aaron Dieters, who also has worked hard. Who's going to get the start tonight?
Well, Brittany will go tonight. She was obviously the main go-to person last year, and certainly had a great, great year, and she's deserving of the start tonight. I mean, she was I'm not sure how many games she played total last year, but in just talking with Shane and Amber, they both said she's a gamer, and she had an outstanding season. And she certainly has worked extremely hard to get to this point. But Aaron will get her chance tomorrow night. She's another one that's worked hard and has really waited a long time to play a game. So I know she's looking forward to tomorrow night. But we're going with Brittany tonight, and I'm sure she's going to give us a solid performance.
As a new coach, putting together tonight's lines, did you look back on last year and see if there were any lines that connected, or did you mix them up a little bit?
You know, I just went off of what I saw in our practices. I certainly last year, again, Shane and Amber being here, they certainly helped in terms of they gave me their input prior to that first practice. You as a coach, you just got to go with what you see. I think we have four really, really good lines. They're all, I think, equal in terms of what they can do, which is really kind of a nice situation to have. You know, I feel comfortable putting any of those four lines on the ice, and now it's just going to be a matter of how we look in a game, because we know we're going against a very good team. We're on the road, and you know, now it'll be for me certainly a different look to see how we play in a game.
With only a week of practice, how did you prepare your team for this weekend?
Well, we certainly didn't try to throw a whole lot at them. You know, a lot of these girls have played a lot of hockey. I mean, the game itself is going to stay the same. You know, we certainly worked hard on our defensive zone responsibilities, just how we want to play there. But really tonight, we're going to talk about just playing on our toes, being aggressive, and trying to push the pace, and just, you know, really take it a shift at a time and a period at a time. We'll go from there.
How long do you think it'll take for you and your team to get rid of the butterflies?
Well, hopefully, you know, hopefully it'll be by the time the puck drops. I mean, it's, you know, the first game is always special of any season, and certainly with a new coach, you know, it's a little even more so tonight. But I'm sure when that puck drops, again, we've got a bunch of girls that have played a lot of hockey, and even the freshmen that are in the lineup tonight, you know, they've played a lot of hockey, you know, coming in. So, you know, hopefully they're going to be comfortable. I'm sure they're going to be a little bit nervous. Cicely Nelson's another one. She hasn't played in a long time, and having redshirted last year, so she's kind of like a freshman as well. But, you know, I'm sure after their first shift, the girls will be settled in pretty quick.
Jim, welcome back to Bemidji State. Good luck in your first game.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Kelly.